All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the last round of auditions for Love Me. Tonight I wasn't able to find a beloved star, but maybe if she comes on, we'll bring her back in anyways. All right, so tonight we've got Valk, we've got 5 auditions, and we've got 16 people through the show tonight. Will everybody make it through? I don't know. Will we have more than 20? That would be exciting. Ooh, I don't know. All right, let's get to the first audition of the night, and that will be Omi Pride 09.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love, is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please unbreak it. Love was made for me and you.
All right, and that was Omi Pride 09. First submission of the last group of submissions of Love Me ever. All right. Valk, why do you... What? How about you go first on this one?
It's always like, it's always the same notes. Like I always say, like... Your mouth sounded more open on this, so that was good. But, like, this song is, like, it needs pizzazz, and it needs to be punched at certain areas. And you sounded like you were just, like, singing it, and it sounded really rushed. But it was nice vocally. but it really, really needed more, like, bam, love, ah, because it's, like, the backtrack is all jazzy and stuff. Of course, it's a cappella, but, like, you know, it's a well-known song, so, yeah.
I'm a little... No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm pretty much done. Okay. It was good vocally, but it needed a lot more emotion, pretty much. The average Omi note.
Yeah. I don't have too much to complain about your voice overall here, but a couple of particulars here. I think that you were a little too legato for this. I would have liked your letter notes, like L, O, you know, those. And then some of the emphasis notes, like love. And love is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two.
Yeah, they need to be punched.
I would have liked them punched, and I would have liked them not to have lasted as long, because that's what I felt made them not as punchy. Like, make them a little bit more staccato. Because your notes carried... It seemed that all your notes, when you start a line, carried into the next one, and I didn't feel that was appropriate for the song. Like, you should have cut them off before proceeding to the next one. I wish also you'd sung a little bit more. It seemed a little short, because I didn't feel this was... Like, because, I mean, I know your voice. I know your voice, but I didn't feel that this was enough of a gauge for a competition to me. So I would have liked to hear more.
Like, pick another song, because that's, like, the verse and chorus of that song.
No, it is, yeah. I mean, it may be a different song for auditions, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know, I would have liked to hear more, or possibly maybe longer pauses between, which would have made it last longer.
Yeah, I was really rushed. I was like, whoa, slow down.
It felt fast to me, and short. But, yeah, nothing terrible, though, on this one. So,
no.
Definitely one of the better auditions that we've had from previous submissions. So I think that we are good for now. And next, we have Princess Clary.
Oh, snap.
It was so easy that night. Should I've been strong? Yeah, I lied. Nobody gets me like you. I know everything changes, all the cities and faces, but I know how I feel about you. Can we bring yesterday back around? 'Cause I know how I feel about you now. I was dumb, I was wrong, I let you down. But I know how I feel about you now.
All right, so that was Princess Clary singing from a tin can, as she stated in her email. I guess I won't be judgmental on the reverb, because I guess that's why it sounded like that, because her system, I guess, had trouble. But
it wasn't really a big deal to me.
It wasn't all that big a deal anyways. But I liked, Clary, that your longer low notes, I really liked them. I don't want to copy Dylan and say sensual, but that's kind of what I felt there. Awkward with Valk here. No. although I feel that I've heard a lot better from you before. Not better. And so this wasn't as epic as I was expecting until I started hearing harmonies, which I really liked. Because it came to me, it seemed like it came up out of nowhere, and I really enjoyed that. There was a technical note I had in my mind, but I forgot to type it out.
Dun, dun, dun.
Gosh, I can't remember it right now. Maybe it'll come back to me. Valk, what do you think?
It was good. My only note really was like it needed a little more emotion, but I liked the harmonies a lot.
Yeah.
I kind of like tuned out like what you were saying, but I was like, oh, this sounds pretty. But like emotion wise, I was kind of like tuning it out and just like listening to the singing. That's pretty much it.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So I feel that we are good with Princess Clary. Next, we will move on to Acid Popsicle.
Dun, dun, dun.
When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful. Every hour we spent together lives within my heart. And when she was sad, I was there to dry her tears. And when she was happy, so was I. When she loved me. Through the summer and the fall, we had each other, that was all. Just she and I together, like it was meant to be. And when she was lonely, I was there to comfort her, and I knew that she loved me.
Acid Popsicle. AKA V, for those of you who may know her from Harmonium, which is the choir that beloved direction that I am in, and also Reed is in, and I believe that auditions are still open, you guys, so audition for that. But anyways, I know this song, V.
I love this song. This is like my favorite Toy Story song ever.
I wish that I had the one. This was from 3, right?
It's from Toy Story 2.
Is it from 2? Okay, no, I think I have that one. Yeah.
Right. Toy Story 2 is awesome.
Yes. Oh, I am your father. No. I don't know if this was... I think maybe you were singing with an instrumental, which is okay. A lot of people do that, and sometimes I do. And the reason I think so is because right in the middle, you had an extremely long pause.
Oh, yeah, that was weird. I thought it was over there.
Yeah.
And then you came back, and I was like, oh, there you time. Go.
Oh, okay, no, there's more left. Okay, yeah. I felt that you were at least comfortable enough in your range to sing all the notes that you sang and hitting the high notes. and that you sounded mostly technically correct, but I felt something was off about it. Can't put my finger on it, but also I felt not incredibly interested in hearing the whole song overall. So I felt I needed a little bit more emotion in this overall, but I did like it because I liked the song. I felt that you started personally with more emotion than you ended with, or energy is probably more appropriate to say here than emotion, even though. But I'm not saying it was bad. I just felt more interested in the beginning than I did at the end. Val, what did you think?
Yes. Well, I like disagree. I was really impressed by this. And, like, I thought the emotion was really good throughout. Like, it matched the tone of the song really well. And I was afraid for those high notes because in your email you said you had the flu. And then I was like, oh, she's doing the song and she's sick. But you sounded like I didn't. If you hadn't said you were sick, I wouldn't have noticed. And I'm, like, super impressed that you were hitting those high notes sick. And you were, like, you're, like, hitting them, like, on pitch. And, like, it sounded pretty. And I loved the runs you were doing. And I love your vibrato. And I love your higher range. And it was just, like, this is, like, I loved it. It was, like, my favorite of the night.
Yeah, by no means bad. I just being technical a little bit on it.
Well, technical is stupid.
Well, fine.
It was good.
Indeed. All right. Okay. I think we're good on Acid Popsicle. Next is Scarlet. Scarlet.
Dear, I fear we're facing a problem. You love me no longer, I know, and maybe there is nothing that I can do to make you do. Mama tells me I shouldn't bother, that I ought to just stick to another man, a man that surely deserves me, but I think you do. So I cry and I pray and I beg, love me, say that you love me, fool me, go on and fool me. Love me, pretend that you love me, lead me, just say that you need me.
All right, and that was Scarlet.
Scarlet.
Which I'm not sure if I've heard sing before or not.
She was on Cover It for a while.
Ah, I remember being on that show. It was so long ago. Anyways, Valk, why don't you go first on this one?
This sounded, like, super cute. I was like, oh, it's an anime character singing a love song. I think, like, the first half of the song, you were, like, consistently off pitch, and I don't really know the song that well other than the chorus, but it sounded, like, off-tempo because I couldn't, like, tell the song at all, but I'm not quite sure because I don't know. But, like, the first half sounded, like, off-pitch, but you have a pretty voice because, like, when the chorus came in, it was, like, on-pitch, and you sounded really cute and really pretty, and you sounded, like, into the song because there was, like, energy and, like, yeah, I felt what you were singing, and it was cute and pretty. The end.
Indeed. I felt the same way, and I like that this song actually had the words love me repeated several times. Nobody has tried to do that yet.
She is punny.
So that is somewhat of bonus points, and I bet, like, if you get into listening, you'd be like, yeah, I planned that.
I don't know about that.
I kind of have the same notes here. I thought you were kind of nasal. In fact, that was the first thing I said, typed out when I liked this. I wanted to like your song a lot more than I did. Although it sounded like, it sounded like you definitely had a lot of fun with the chorus, like when it started getting a little bit more upbeat. And so I had fun with it because you were having fun with it. I kind of actually did bop my head along a little bit too. So I enjoyed that a lot. Although, as I said, yeah, vocals didn't need a lot of work. I'm not familiar with the song, but it sounded like things were wrong, so off pitch is what I would probably think too, although I don't know the song, so I can't really say exactly how.
I just know the chorus.
But yeah, this was not a bad submission. All right, next up is Oliviana.
Italian girl.
Take my hand, I'll teach you to dance. I'll spin you around, won't let you fall down. Would you let me lead? You can step on my feet. Give it a try, it will be alright. The room's hush, hush, and now is our moment. Take it and feel it all and hold it. Eyes on you, eyes on me, we're doing this right. 'Cause lovers dance when they're feeling in love. Spotlight shining, it's all about us. It's all about us. And every heart in the room will melt. This is a feeling I never felt, but it's all about us.
All right, and that was Oliviana, aka Italian Girl.
Italian Girl. Yawn.
Congratulations on Italian Girl on resubmitting, because there were a lot of people that could have, and you are the only one that has for this episode. So yeah.
Are we shunning everyone? Didn't submit.
You are going to shun them because they could have been awesome and now are not because they didn't.
Shun. Point and shun. What?
Have you not
no,
seen
you Charlie? Just say point and shun. You don't sound like a freak.
Have you not seen Charlie the Unicorn?
No.
Sure. Anyways. I am not familiar with this song. Oliviana, aka Italian Girl.
Neither, but it sounds country.
Maybe, yeah. I couldn't place it, but I don't remember it very well because it was a while ago when you did your last submission, although I think I liked this better because I don't remember liking your last submission, and I did like this one. A little bit. I think that you're stronger when you sing upbeat. I felt your stronger moments when you were singing a little bit faster, the more upbeat stuff. And I think it's in general, it's just easier for people to be a little bit more energetic when they're singing upbeat stuff because it kind of makes you kind of by default want to keep energy going. And I felt that you were stronger there, although I felt I could have used a little bit more. But I did kind of like this, although I wanted so much more. You did seem a little airy in some notes towards the beginning. But not terrible. Nothing else for me to add here, I don't think. What about you, Valk?
I think this was definitely better than your first audition. I liked the emotion in this a lot. Like, that was something you struggled with the first time, and, like, you, like, had it nailed in this audition. I thought the airiness matched the song. I think it would have, like, sounded more like it matched it if there was a backtrack, but, like, I think just, like, from the way the melody was going, I think the airiness, like, matched the song well. My only note was, like, it sounded like you tried to do a run in there, but you didn't hit every note in the run. So, like, if you're going to attempt a run, then be sure to, like, hit every note in it or redo it if you, like, listen and, like, oh, that run was weird. And, like, yeah. Redo it, or just sing the note straight, or do something else. There were a few pitchy spots in the chorus when you went higher, so just be careful of that. But I liked this a lot. I think it was a huge improvement from your first audition.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're good. So let us go on to results, and I'm cool just going right to yeses and noes, you?
Yeah.
All right, so let's start at the beginning of the night with Omi Pride 09. I think most people say 09, so I'll be different and say 0. Omi, I said yes. Love of Star was not here to say yes or no, and it's two yeses to go through tonight, people.
No
I
cap.
can be beloved. I will say maybe. Okay. I will say yes.
Let's put maybes on all of Beloved's no. Yeah, so Omi, you're through the next round. Congratulations, Omi. Princess Clary, I also said yes.
I said yes too.
Acid Popsicle, aka V, I said
Yes.
yeah, yes.
Ooh.
Scarlet, for you, I said maybe.
I said maybe too, but I said yes. Oh
Dun dun dun. So Scarlet, will you make it through tonight? The choice is up to me. Two yeses to go through. Down to the wire, and I will say yes, because I typed that first and then I changed it to maybe, so there you go. All right. And then last but certainly not least, Oliviana.
I will say yes.
I also said yes. Congratulations, that's five people through tonight. So Omi, Princess Clary, Acid Popsicle, Scarlet, and Olivina, you are through to the next round of Love Me. Yeah! So that's, I believe, 21 contestants for a potential first round. Exciting. I will be busy. I have never critiqued that many things in one night before. Oh my
Oh,
God.
you
All
poor
right.
thing.
My
You
I'm just now getting into this. I'm considering this more
are a
technical.
show virgin, and you'll be like, oh my gosh, 21 people. You'll be up to like 3 a.m., and I'll just like be half dead and laughing at you or
You'll
something.
be there too. All right. Okay, so they are joined by the full list people so far are Bright Disaster, Aria, Sawaka Mariah, OMG Awkward Turtle, Ambi Lee, Dylan Collins, Mega Dizzy, Melly, Grant, Pendulum Rider, Russ, Rochelle, Autumn, Divine Dragon, Sundance Girl, somebody whose name I don't see either, Jeffers. Okay.
Jeffers.
just said me in his email, so I didn't realize. Okay. Then Omi Pride 09, Clary, Acid Popsicle, Scarlet, and Italian Girl, aka Lavina. Wow, people, that's a good bunch of auditions. So I feel
Yeah, this
happy.
competition will be epic.
Epic
Lots
in.
of good people.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about the main round. Okay.
Oh, the main
Main round,
round.
which will be due not too long then. No. I don't know why I just did a Boris Karloff voice. Okay. Okay, so today is the 9th when we're recording. I am going to, okay, main rounds, guys. We're not going to do immunities for this first round because, you know, like regular shows, you know, second sort of auditions with music, really. So it's going to be singer's choice again, all love songs. You can do breakup songs, you can do hate song because it's still love, you know, related to it, or you can do cheating songs or, you know, whatever, anything related to it. So it doesn't have to be like you're in love with a person or trying to make that person love you. It's not
I
necessarily
want to hear a Carrie Underwood song.
Now, Doug, my keys. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so song with music, guys, is next. So you've got to mix it all together. I think all of you know how to do that already. I don't think we've got that many first timers. So
If
yeah.
not, just force a friend to mix for you like I do.
Yeah.
I
And
mean, ask.
ask. So main rounds, guys, will be due on Saturdays. Immunities will be due on Fridays. As such, I will try and get emails out ASAP. So I won't so that you guys have time. I'm not going to be too strict, incredibly, at least for the first round of on how if you submit exactly on time, because I'll probably still be recording, you know, of course, if even if you're a little bit late. So not to worry too much. But main round will be due for this next round, Singer's Choice, on the 16th, which is a Saturday at 11:59 Eastern Time slash, you know, 9 Pacific Time. So
Yay.
yeah, looking forward to hearing you guys sing there. Immunities will happen. There will be themes and all that coming through, and there's plans and all that. It'll be epic. So any questions, you can email me, Beloved, or Valk, or find us on Skype. and we will do something.
And
we will get cited.
Something.
Something. Wonderful. All right. Yeah, that is all that I have to say for tonight. So, yeah.
Woo.
Yeah, all right. So thank you, guys. Thank you for a good round of auditions, and I hope to hear all of you lovelies sing to us in the future.
Oh, my, that didn't sound creepy at all.
Good night.